It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in each and every weekend. We appreciate you doing that and listen to our banter. Today we're talking a little bit about going wild on the Barbie, and we've been around the pheasants, the turkeys, the
we're talking
squids
about
and mussels.
We're talking about the grill, just to go be totally clear on that.
Yeah, right.
It's not like spring break or anything. Right.
Different Barbie. Yes. I get it. But anyway, those were the pipes of Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
No, that was actually Men at Work.
Who can we feed now?
Uh-huh. Scallops on the half shell. This is another thing you can buy in your freezer case, and it's a very impressive thing to throw on your grill because, again, you've got 4 minutes. You're going to put it on a hot grill. You bring them out. They're frozen. You thaw them, rinse them. You put a little bit of, I would go with butter this time, and lemon, and a little sea salt and pepper. Throw them on the grill and let them cook right in that butter. 4 minutes.
Are they connected to the shell? Do you have to like pop them out when you're done?
Yep. I mean, I've made them for you before, haven't I?
Yeah, no, I've not had them at your place. Oh. And this, I've never eaten them on the half shell before. I've always eaten them in a dish.
You thought they came in a tube.
Right, yeah. Nah. But, no, you know, I bought them in a seafood case and things before.
They're large scallops.
Yeah, and there's all different sizes of them. And some, the littler ones you put in salad, the bigger ones you grill up and use as a protein.
I love scallops.
On a salad or something, right?
I stinking love them.
Yeah.
And some people can do them right and some can't.
What's the difference?
Not to overcook them.
Ah.
And to buy a good quality product.
Well, there kind of goes like we started out the show with.
Just like the beet.
Right.
The meat.
Yep. You're going to get a good one or you're not.
Yeah, so scallops on the half shell. Here's the cool thing. You've seen the Shell gas station logo, that shell. That's the shell from a scallop.
Sure.
And it's a quintessence. It's just like an iconic look.
Yep.
So when you bring these out and have a platter of them, I'm thinking if you're having a party by the pool or in the backyard or on the boat or whatever, and you've got a bunch of friends and you want to just jazz it up a little bit, they won't break the bank.
Right.
And you won't get stuffed on them because they're dinky. But
hit them with a little cilantro or something green right on the top.
Sure.
Maybe even a little parsley.
Yep.
And that just pretties them up a little bit. And you want the scallop to do the work. Don't over-season them because you're there to have the scallop, not big, bold flavor. But they're delicate and they're nice.
You could even do the McCormick's jerk seasoning if you wanted a little red profile on them. Or they have a blended pepper blend that's just basically dried peppers, and there's a lot of red to it.
Paprika or whatever
in it. You could put that pepper blend over the top of it and get it on the shell, and it's just a great look.
Right.
And that tastes great, too.
So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people overlook because it's hard to do in the backyard, but you have a fryer in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And you is it Timber Ridge?
Timber Ridge.
And it's a propane-heated deep fryer.
If you look at thegrillingguys.com, you'll see a picture of me and Jeff Foxworthy.
Right.
And he and I repped that product together.
Okay.
He got paid differently than I did, I'd say.
You got one of the fryers and he got the cash? Is that how that worked?
I think he got like $50,000 for the day and I got like $1,000.
Right, yeah.
Well, so that's how that goes.
You might be a redneck.
So that's my introduction to Timber Ridge. And it was a fun company. It's a really cool product. I don't think it's made anymore because just not enough people deep fry.
Right.
But I love mine, and I keep it out all summer long. It's got an oil filter on it and everything, and it's a big console. You hit it with the gas. I modified the gas burners and stuff on it so it works properly, overrode all the safety mechanisms because they kept tripping it off.
Sure.
You know, they let it run for 3 minutes so it could get approval from the AGA. Right. Well, you can't deep fry for 3 minutes.
Right.
Sorry.
350 is where you want to be, not 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
So where I'm going with this is fresh caught steelhead, and there's plenty of guys who've been in the rivers right now catching steelhead. The best way I've ever had steelhead was a guy named, I think it was Bill Draper. He had a boat on Lake Michigan called Red Boat, and I went out with him several times a year. He had a generator on his boat and a great big cutting board on the stern. And the first steely that came on the boat, we'd still have lines trolling. He'd be back there filleting that thing up. He'd cut out the mud vein down the center. Mm-hmm. He'd fillet it and then cut it up into chunks, roll it in Progresso breadcrumbs, and throw it in a little fry daddy running off the generator.
Yep.
And I mean, you just caught this thing 15 minutes ago, and there's a plate full of little cubed breaded, and then he hit them with Mrs. Dash and lemon pepper. These things were so, again, mouth's watering right now. They're so stinking good. He couldn't make them fast enough after a while, because the first time you start eating one, the machine gets going and you cannot stop. Progresso breadcrumbs, Mrs. Dash, and lemon pepper. There's nothing harmful there at all.
Right. Easy to do. And, you know, just like any fried fish, you're only in there 2 or 3 minutes. They float a little bit and bang.
And it's so fresh that, right. I mean, there's nothing fishy there whatsoever. And steelhead's a phenomenal cut anyway.
Right.
And they're so fresh that, my goodness,
yeah,
you are going to be really happy. There's a reason to go steelhead fishing.
Yeah, last weekend was the trout opener, and that's usually an annual journey for me, and I did not do it. I missed that, and we'll get some steelhead left in the river a little bit usually when we're there, and it's a great place to catch. I'm a trout guy.
They were late this year,
yeah,
though.
And it's great.
I went up, and we saw some walleye. We saw no steelhead.
Really?
And a few days later, I saw Brad Enzing on Facebook saying the steelhead are in. It's like, sure,
yeah, right.
5 days after I go.
Yeah.
It's hard to take a day off, just, you know. And I don't like going on the weekends because there's so many fishermen in the
right.
water.
Yeah, and you try to hit it, and you almost need, like, local knowledge or call a guide or something to see if they're—
You got
to
have somebody saying, now.
Yeah, yeah, and get up
and
there.
And Brad was kind enough to put it on Facebook.
Yeah. Our friends down at Allen Bob's, I talked to them, the walleye— they're just slamming them in the Detroit River right now.
Really?
Big hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Big hogs. And guys are going down there and limiting out and, you know, 8, 9, 10-pound fish. They're not the best eaters, but what a riot to catch. And
yes.
I guess it's a great run this year.
Well, here's a great recipe. Well. That steelhead recipe would be great for the large walleye.
That's where I was going with
it.
Right. Exactly. Is that because they just get steakier. They're not the flaky little fillet when they get big and thick like that. But, again, you cube them up. And put that breading and the light seasoning on it, deep fry that.
Now, the perch are hitting all over right now, and with those, I like to go to just dragging them through drakes.
Right. And speaking about dragging things, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
And I feel manly. Today's man law. The head nod is an acceptable way to greet another guy when simply walking past. You ever do that?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you walk by somebody in the hallway at work. You give them a little nod.
Well, here's how you separate the friends from the strangers. No words are needed to be said. An upward nod is for friends. A downward nod is for a fellow men that you might not know.
Oh, all right. So you go, hey.
You just shake your head down.
Right.
Because you don't know them. But if you know them, you're giving them a what's up with the head.
Yeah, and I think that, you know what, that has to do with
universal
this eye contact.
Language.
It's a little eye contact. You're going to want to make eye contact with the ones you know and the ones you don't, maybe not. I don't know. Is that how that works?
Especially if you own money from a bet you lost.
Well, the good thing is you can only do sure thing bets, and then you'd win every time with your buddy, kind of like I do with you. I don't bet you very often unless I know I'm going to win.
Yeah, well, that would be like never.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So we covered head nods, turkey breasts, squid. How about squid? You ever do any squid?
Are you kidding me? No way.
No?
Nope. Isn't that calamari?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've eaten
as
it.
Big Paulie says, Katama.
Okay. So whatever he says, I get it. You know,
that's a delicacy.
I'm the guy that eats it breaded with the little rings, and if you get the one with all the little tentacles on it, I'll eat that one. I know that Michelle won't and others won't. They kind of like steer away from that. It's like, ooh, I don't want all of that. The little rings, though, that
baby
they
squid.
Dip them in
yep.
marinara and, mm-hmm. and go with it, right?
Mm-hmm. So I happen to really appreciate squid, and I don't know, it's one of those strange things that you eat that you acquire a taste for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to acquire a taste for some octopus now, because that picture that he sent me, I'll post that on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. Hey, if you haven't liked our Facebook page, shame on you. Get on to Facebook / The Grilling Guys and give us a like. I'm on Twitter It's Grillin' Guy. Don't forget to go to thegrillinguys.com for all your resources. There's a bar on the right that'll show all of our sponsors. You can click to the links, if whether you want Stormy Cromer's, a Henry rifle, or just want to check on Old World Olive Company.
Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Stick with us. We'll be back.